Ross Williams once again, and Ian Smith on alto and piano on that thing. You know, it's funny, a lot of times jazz bands like to start off with some real, you know, pyrotechnics, you know, kind of explosive tune, but I just love the vibe that that tune starts, you know, for our part of the concert. I get to go to a lot of jazz festivals and listen to other groups, and sometimes I'll hear a tune and I'll make a little note that, yeah, that's a great chart, I want us to play that. So this is this next tune is one of those. I can't remember where I heard it or who I heard playing it. It's called Incident at Perkins. I have no idea where Perkins is or what the incident was, and I don't really care. The chart is really cool. So we do hope that you like that. Featured on this tune is one of our fine saxophonists, Nathan Ramos on tenor sax, and also Edward Fritz on the drums. Here's Incident at Perkins.
Thank you.
Lewis on the drums, and Nathan Ramos on tenor sax. So in your program, I guess I should tell you, I direct another big band that meets on Monday nights, and we did a tune by Maria Schneider called Last Season, but that's not what we're playing right now. We're playing another tune by Maria Schneider called Sea of Tranquility, and that happens when you do your programs at 2 in the morning after working all day, so at least I got the composer's name right. This is just a really beautiful piece of music, and when I first heard it, when I heard Marie's band doing it, it features a baritone sax player, and I said to myself, well, gosh, if we ever get a killer baritone sax player, we're going to play that tune. Well, we did, and we are, and here it is. Joseph Archuleta on the baritone sax. Thank you. So, usually in concerts like this, you put the really loud, funky chart at the very end, but we have another treat planned for the very end that we think you'll like. So we're gonna put the funky chart in the middle. This next tune is called Spin Cycle, and the guy that wrote it does a lot of composing for a great jazz ensemble called the Airmen of Note. There's a lot of branches of the military have jazz bands, and this is the Air Force one. They're really good. And Alan claims that his writing studio, where he writes music, is right next to the laundry room in their house, and they have a really junky washing machine. So when the thing is on the spin cycle, it makes this kind of a cool rhythm, and that's why the tune, it could be just a line of jive, I don't know. But it's a great tune and a great title. And you will hear on this tune Gary Anderson on the trombone, and Andrew, you know what, Gomez? Ramirez, I always forget the hyphen part. Andrew Gomez Ramirez on the guitar. Okay, and this is Spin Cycle. Hope you like it. Thank you. So I love it when the band can go from a straight ahead jazz tune to something by as delicate as the Maria Schneider piece and then pull out something like that. I was telling these guys they need to be digging on James Brown all week, so sounds like you're doing that. That's good. So one of the other great jazz ensembles in the world today is actually from a university, University of North Texas. And they've been just outstanding for decades and decades and decades. And this is a tune that one of their former directors composed. His name is Neil Slater. And it's funny, he's kind of a quirky guy. So he has two charts. One is called This, one is called That. And my other jazz band I director plays the other two.
We're playing This, right?
Yeah.
And I swear, I could never, what are we playing? This, That, I don't know. So we're going to be playing This for you. And you'll get to hear on tenor sax Andrew Kluse, and on trumpet or flugelhorn, Gavin Torgerson, a couple of new band members this semester. So hope you dig This or That.
It's actually this. Or that, I'm not sure.
Thank you.
So I just want to take a minute and let the guys relax a little bit. I would like to introduce you to the band, and there's a lot of them, so I'm going to go really fast. In the rhythm section, Ian Smith, Regina Jimenez, Philip Sarkisian, I know this, Edward Fritz, and Andrew Gomez Ramirez, our rhythm section. How about some love for those guys? I'm really happy with the saxophone section, starting all the way that way. Joseph Archuleta, Nathan Ramos, Ross Williams, Joseph Bermudez, and Andrew Kluse on the saxophones right there. Trombones all the way that way, Mr. 30 Rock, Alec Blackwell, Gary Anderson, Quincy Maxwell is hiding. He's going to come out in a moment and surprise you. Micah Fisher and KK Sullivan on the trombones. How about that? And our trumpet section, you heard from Kai earlier. We've got Kai Howard, Gavin Torgerson, lead trumpet, an amazing player, Scott Dean, and Jason Cruz on the trumpet section. All right, a couple other people I'd like to thank. There's a guy we have on our staff who does sound for pretty much everything, and trust me, in December, it's a lot. Amazing ears, couldn't do it without him. Some love for Nye Morton.
Love the sound, love the stay in the room.
He always does that reverb gag every single concert. Never gets old, it's a classic. And how about another hand for the theater manager? I'm not sure where he's lurking, but Jeff Barrett makes this whole operation here run, and he's pretty awesome. So, Jeff, I don't know where you are, but we love you. Okay, we have a couple more tunes to do for you. I don't usually program a lot of Christmas music. Maybe, I don't know, it's not a jazz thing. I mean, I love it, but we just don't do it a lot. But a few years back, a friend of mine, Les Nunes, turned me on to a great arrangement of Auld Lang Syne. And I know what you're thinking, you know, but this is really, really cool. And we have kind of tweaked it a little bit for our very own Quincy Maxwell, who's going to do a wonderful trombone solo. So you can get your holiday cheer on as we play Auld Lang Syne.
Thank you.
before I tell you a little bit about this last tune, a couple things. How about one more round of applause for my colleague and also my lovely wife, Julie Dana, and all the students in the vocal jazz ensembles. They're all out there somewhere. They did a great job. They did a great job. And I would also like to take a quick second to remind you that tomorrow night at 7:30 in the old administration building auditorium, it's a beautiful space. If you've never been to a concert there, I would come back tomorrow night. Hey, it's the holiday season. You can overindulge in music, right? Come back tomorrow night, 7:30. And then Saturday evening, does anybody know what time the concert band thing is?
6:30
7:30 concert. Also at the OAB auditorium, and that's a benefit to send those guys. We want to send them to Carnegie, but we want to bring them home too. So that's why, you know, sending them is easy. It's getting them home. All right. Perhaps you're wondering why Emilio came out and sat down. So are we. This last tune, I have to tell you real quick, me being a guitar player, I'm a huge fan of Pat Metheny. He's a great guitarist, great composer. He wrote a piece called The First Circle. I heard it a long time ago. If you're a musician, it's in 22/8. Can you imagine anything more messed up than 22/8? And I have this chart, and I thought, well, you know, one of these days we're going to play it at City College, and, you know, kept waiting and waiting. And finally this year, man, we've got the guys to do it. So this is a great arrangement of a great composition. It's a great way for us to end our semester. Thank you all so much for coming. I know it's a busy time of year. We're really glad that you chose to come here and support your friends and students and family. So without further ado, here is First Circle, featuring Ross Williams and a little bit of the wordless vocal from the media. Thank you.
Thank you.